Delighted now to be joined by Simon Bridge from On to a Winner. His star filly this afternoon is going to be running in the Temple Stakes, and that is a quiet reflection. Simon, great to see you here at Haydock. I suppose that the first question is, how's she been working over the winter?
She was going really well for quite a long time, and then we probably had 3 or 4 weeks where her work wasn't as good as what we, you know, what it had been for you know, from her being a baby, really. And then we found one or two little niggly things with her, and then probably the last 8 days she's really come back to hand, and she's been working really nicely. She looks fantastic. She's strengthened up, and you know, I think this year we're going to see the real deal.
Obviously, out there at the moment, we've just had that really heavy rain. It's firm, good to firm in places. I know when I spoke to you a while back, you did say to me that you was hoping for a bit of juice in the ground, a bit of ease in the ground. Any concerns at all, Simon, about the ground as it stands at the moment?
Yeah, to be sure. I mean, right now, you know, this is not the sort of ground we want to be running on. If we were to get another couple of nice sharp showers, then we, you know, we'd probably be more confident. You know, I'm not saying that she wants soft ground, but you know, we want to make it safe ground for her. She's our best racer have been on with a bit of cut or decent ground.
And all being well, we will see her next month at Royal Ascot. She won the Commonwealth Cup last year. She can't run in that this year because she's no longer a 3-year-old. What do you think, Simon? Kingstown, Diamond Jubilee? What's your initial thoughts?
Well, hopefully, yeah, we get to run today. Then clearly we've got more of an idea around whether we're going 5 or whether we're going 6. Right now, my thoughts are that we go to the Diamond Jubilee. But again, we run today, and if we run a nice race today, then might change your mind on that. The Nunthorpe on York is definitely on the cards. You know, it'd be a nice race to win with that, obviously, or even to participate. But initially, let's see if we can run today.
Long way up, but do you think she'll come back here to Haydock for the Sprint Cup and defend her crown?
That is definitely on the cards. That's one of the races we've got penciled in for us, so that's definitely on the cards, yes.
And slightly away from quiet reflection, it was a very good evening at the office last night. Across the card, double a winner at Musselburgh and winner at Pontefract as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's been one of them weeks. You know, we've introduced one or two nice 2-year-olds this week, and we've just been beating short heads, you know, necks and, you know, half a length. And then obviously last night we ran some of the 3-year-old handicappers, and they've, you know, clearly progressed from 2 to 3. So very encouraging. You know, we've got some really nice horses still to run, and that's great.
Simon, thank you very much for your time, and the best luck here this afternoon with your star Quiet Reflection running in the Temple Stakes. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.